It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, March 12, 2015. Although there's some debate about this, the claim is made that on this date in 1894, Coca-Cola was first sold in bottles in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Originally intended as a patent medicine when it was invented in the late 19th century by John Pemberton, Coca-Cola grew to dominate the world soft drink market throughout the 20th century. In the ongoing cola war with Pepsi, its chief competitor, Coke, still comes out on top. In fact, there are now just two countries in the world where Coca-Cola cannot be bought or sold, at least not officially: Cuba and North Korea, both of which are under long-term U.S. trade embargoes. Confederate Army Colonel John Pemberton, who was trained as a pharmacist, was wounded in the Civil War and became addicted to morphine. After the war, he tried to find a substitute for the dangerous opiate he had been taking. The first Coca-Cola recipe was formulated in Pemberton's drugstore in Columbus, Georgia, and was a coca wine containing alcohol and a small amount of cocaine. In 1885, Pemberton registered his wine and coca-based nerve tonic. In 1886, when Atlanta and Fulton County passed prohibition legislation, Pemberton responded by developing a non-alcoholic version of his formula. It was initially sold as a patent medicine for 5 cents a glass at soda fountains, which were very popular in the United States at the time because people thought carbonated water was good for the health. Pemberton claimed that Coca-Cola cured many diseases, not just morphine addiction, but everything else, from headache to impotence. When it was first introduced, Coca-Cola's two key ingredients were cocaine and caffeine. The cocaine was derived from the coca leaf and the caffeine from the cola nut, leading to the name Coca-Cola. Pemberton called for 5 ounces of coca leaf per gallon of syrup, a significant amount. In 1891, the formula was altered to contain only a tenth of that. Coca-Cola once had an estimated 9 milligrams of cocaine per glass, but in 1903, it was removed altogether. The first outdoor wall advertisement that promoted the drink was painted in 1894 in Cartersville, Georgia. At that time, cola syrup was sold as an over-the-counter dietary supplement for upset stomach. By the time of its 20th anniversary, thanks to an impressive advertising campaign, the soft drink was recognized just about everywhere. In 1935, it was even certified kosher by Atlanta rabbi Tobias Giffen after the company made some minor changes in the sources of a few ingredients. On July 12, 1944, the 1 billionth gallon of Coca-Cola syrup was manufactured, and cans of Coke first appeared in 1955. On April 23, 1985, amid much publicity, Coca-Cola attempted to change the formula of the drink with New Coke, but the company's management was unprepared for the public's nostalgia for the old drink, and the strategy was abandoned. Although the exact formula for the flavoring is a trade secret, I can tell you that a 12-ounce can of Coke contains approximately 10 teaspoons of sugar and 34 milligrams of caffeine, roughly a little less than half that of a cup of coffee. Pepsi has just a tiny bit more, but on the upside, there is no fat. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 12, 2015. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.